Woke Speak Letter to Neighbors, Christmas Lights Sign of Systemic Biases. By Dr. Susan Berry on December 9, 2020. At least four families in the suburb of St. Paul, Minnesota, have received a letter from a neighbor who complained their Christmas lights are a reminder of systemic biases against those who don't celebrate Christmas. In a post at Powerline Tuesday, John Hinderaker reported the families in St. Anthony received what he referred to as a letter from a Christmas diversity Grinch that is written in classic woke speak. The letter reportedly read, "I couldn't help but notice your Christmas lights display. During these unprecedented times, we have all experienced challenges which casual words just don't describe what we're feeling, sick. The idea of twinkling, colorful lights are sick. A reminder of divisions that continue to run through our society. A reminder of systemic biases against our neighbors who don't celebrate Christmas or who can't afford to put up lights of their own. We must do the work of educating ourselves about the harmful impact an outward-facing display like yours can have. I challenge you to respect the dignity of all people, while striving to learn from differences, ideas, and opinions of our neighbors. We must come together collectively and challenge these institutional inequities. St. Anthony is a community welcoming of all people and we must demand better for ourselves. It is way too stupid to be taken seriously," Hinderaker wrote, but asked anyway. "But how are our times unprecedented? Because of COVID? How about the Spanish flu? The Hong Kong flu? The Asian flu? AIDS? Not to mention the really serious diseases that ravaged prior generations, like smallpox and polio. Why are Christmas lights, as opposed to virtually anything else you see in a suburban neighborhood, Harris/Biden signs, a reminder of divisions?" Hinderaker further queried. "And what is the systemic bias against those who don't celebrate Christmas? The idea that putting up Christmas lights somehow fails to respect the dignity of anyone is insane," he asserted, adding he imagines the letter's writer has no intention of learning from the differences, ideas and opinions of those who put up Christmas lights. Hinderaker guessed the writer views the suburb of St. Anthony as welcoming of all people except Christians who choose to celebrate Christmas, apparently. A screenshot of a home, with a string of lights and a lighted Christmas wreath, belonging to a family that was apparently a recipient of the letter, can be viewed at Powerline. "Is that offensive, or what?" Hinderaker quipped after viewing the photo. For whatever reason, liberals now feel emboldened to reveal the full insanity of their creed, and demand that the rest of us go along with it. Somehow, I don't think that is going to happen. Merry Christmas.